Wiley Audio is pleased to present The Alchemy of Finance, Reading the Mind of the Market by George Soros. Your reader is Grover Gardner. Introduction. In a very real sense, this book is my life's work. It touches on many of my most abiding interests, and it brings together the two main strands in my intellectual development, one abstract and one practical. The abstract came first. Ever since I became conscious of my existence, I've had a passionate interest in understanding it, and I regarded my own understanding as the central problem that needed to be understood. To understand oneself is an impossible task. To achieve anything resembling knowledge, we must be able to draw a distinction between subject and object. Yet in this case, the two are the same. What one thinks is part of what one thinks about. Therefore, one's thinking lacks an independent point of reference by which it can be judged. It lacks objectivity. As an undergraduate, I studied economics, but I found economic theory highly unsatisfactory because it failed to come to grips with this problem. Indeed, it went through great contortions to avoid it. Economics seeks to be a science. Science is supposed to be objective, and it is difficult to be scientific when the subject matter, the participant in the economic process, lacks objectivity. I was greatly influenced at the time by Karl Popper's ideas on scientific method. I accepted most of his views, with one major exception. He argued in favor of what he called unity of method.